Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. How many times during an average workday do you find yourself distracted by something that takes your focus off of an important task you're right in the middle of? Maybe it's a personal call, an equipment breakdown, a lost internet connection, or maybe just coworker chit-chat. These can not only drive you crazy, but also your employer. Bill Edmonds is founder of the Alternative Board and North Star Leadership Solutions in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio to help us with some tips on reducing those workplace distractions. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Now, first of all, give us your background and a little bit about these companies.
Well, I spent most of my years in the financial services industry. Started off back in the mid-80s with my own company, and went off to a little company called Merrill Lynch. Wound up going into senior leadership there. And a few years back, I decided to branch out on my own to focus primarily on executive coaching and business consulting. With North Star Leadership Solutions, I work primarily with financial advisors around the country, helping them grow and helping them to have impact in their communities, and also to have fun and have freedom. And I do that locally through the Alternative Board. And the Alternative Board, Mike, is where we put together peer groups. So I have peer boards of non-competing business owners, typically about 7 or 8 on each board, that get together once a month to roll their sleeves up and work on their business.
All right, well, let's dive right into these tips to help people who are facing too many distractions at their jobs.
Well, Mike, there's really three culprits. One is excessive email, the other is pointless meetings, and the third one is constant interruptions. The average person that works at their desk gets 304 business emails a week. The average employee checks their email 36 times per hour. And it takes 16 minutes to refocus after handling an incoming email. Recent research shows that we lose 10 IQ points when we see an unopened email in our inbox. It effectively reduces our IQ. So the second one is pointless meetings. Most workers have an average of 62 meetings per month. It's hard to believe, but a meeting could be with a lot of people, with just a few people. And 50% of the people who participate in meetings say that half of these meetings are really a waste of time. So there's 31 hours a month at least being wasted there. And then lastly, it's the constant interruptions. We get interrupted typically 56 times a day. Studies also show that it takes 2 hours of recovery time per day to recover from those interruptions.
Okay, so you identified these as the culprits. These are the main issues facing us today in distractions from our work. What are the simple, quick, easy tips to correct these?
First of all, keep meetings at a manageable level. What is the purpose of this meeting, number one? And number two, who needs to be in attendance at this meeting? The second thing we could do is we look at email. The things that have worked the most is for people to come up with a written set of policies. So, for example, you could do things like switch off the pings and alert noises. Schedule a couple of times where you check your voicemail or your email. You know, ideas, or I should say behaviors. Behaviors are caught, not taught. So we've got to be careful as leaders that we're modeling the kind of behavior that we want our direct reports to exhibit as well. So we need to train our managers to set the right example.
So for email, what about just closing the inbox tab?
That is a great idea. Easier said than done. But yes, what did we do before we had all this information? I mean, we absorbed today, Mike, 5 times the information that we absorbed 25 years ago. We need to cut off our pings, our dings, and our tweets. And then lastly, make sure that you have the resources available for your employees when you need them, because when we have any idle time, we go to our phones, we go to our emails, we go to the internet. When our employees run out of resources, they're going to go there rather than go where they need to, the supply room or wherever. So it's incumbent upon us as leaders to have those resources for them.
Resources such as more copy or paper?
Well, whatever. Yeah, it could be anything. Whatever it takes to get their job done.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bill Edmonds is founder of the Alternative Board and North Star Leadership Solutions. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, as well as a link to his article on reducing workplace distractions. You can find those at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.